Yo, Tampa is home of the wigger.
Really?
Wig capital Tamper? Of the world. Yes.
The Bucks?
Tampa Bay Bucks should change their name.
Really?
To the Wigs, dude. That was every white dude there was the
You got a lot of respect
down
there?
The blackest dudes I've ever seen.
You got a lot of respect
down
there?
I got none, dude. I'm a full honk.
They weren't being like, yo, respect.
No.
What?
I'm not wigged.
They're hating on you?
No, I mean, I got enough. They gave me a nod.
I'm saying, were they like, yo, man, respect.
What, the crowd?
Yeah. Like,
the crowd was good.
I'm saying, like, were they coming up, like, MC Searches on you and it's being like, yo, man, I got to say.
No,
like,
I mean, the
tight.
People in general, just walking around.
Well, I mean, that place birthed basically, you know, go a little south. It's Vanilla Ice, dude.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Where's he from? Miami?
Yeah, dude.
I didn't know that.
Dade County player. Pushing a 5.0.
He's from Dade County?
He claims Dade County. I don't think
he is. I was going to say, Dade County's pretty hard.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm Dade County. I don't know. I think people dug into his shit. I mean, before the internet, as a white rapper, it was the best. You could, like, just burn your high school yearbook and be like, I'm from the hood. And, like, prove it. And you're like, oh.
Yeah, you got to see these dudes, though. It's
I can
imagine. South Florida,
it's Florida
or Florida
dude.
Fucking.
You're talking about South Florida boys?
Dude, wild.
What were
they
doing?
They had roosters? They were just chickens everywhere?
Hold up.
They had wild roosters.
Like the ludicrous word of mouth video?
Yes.
Saturday?
Yes, dude. It was, dude, I was walking down the street, a fucking rooster flew out of the tree. And they're screaming nonstop. There's
what?
Roosters fucking screaming at all times. It was nuts. Ybor City is the name of the place I was in.
Ybor City?
Ybor City.
Sounds pretty tight.
Wild.
Damn.
And every night they would, like, shut the street down. And then it was like, every chick looked exactly like a stripper. Like, was dressed, like, in the craziest outfits you've ever seen.
In Ybor City?
And then every dude was, like, tricked out. Like, it was the blackest dude you've ever seen. Like, gold teeth.
White guys?
Everybody.
Guys?
Everybody was the blackest dude
just,
on earth.
It was just Paul Walls and Trick Daddies?
It was insane, dude.
It was just Paul Walls and Trick Daddies?
Nothing but that.
What?
It was crazy.
Dude, that sounds awesome.
It was pretty fun, but then everyone was like, for real, watch out. Everybody was surprised I was walking around.
What, Ybor City?
Yeah, apparently Ybor City's wilds out, dude.
Probably, dude.
Yeah.
Got a lot of dudes snatching Tommy gear, dude.
There was Tommy gear.
Wait, then stop, dude.
Yo, every chick was wearing, like...
How many... you see any visors?
Not a lot of visors.
No flipped upside-down visors?
No, I saw a lot of dudes with, like, the flat... Like, the white dudes with, like, their bangs flat across.
Had, like,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. They had, like, icicles.
It was nuts.
Yeah, the Upper Darby special.
Tons of face tats on every honky.
What?
Yeah.
Isn't fucking... What's his face from there? Who's the other white rapper? He's fucking nuts. Tall white guy.
Machine Gun Kelly?
No.
He's Cleveland all day.
He's Cleveland, bro. The guy, Riff Raff.
Riff Raff, I think, is Florida.
I think he's a Florida boy.
Yeah. Yellow Wolf's Alabama.
Alabama?
Yeah, he's a Bammer boy.
Dude, that's like... I had no idea.
It was
that
nuts.
Sounds fucking tight.
Every chick was wearing, like, you know what Fashion Nova is? You ever see that on Instagram?
It's on Instagram. I think I know what you're talking about.
Every chick's wearing that shit.
Just download it off
it's
Fashion
just
Nova.
Wild. Yeah.
Fuck, man. That sounds awesome.
It was a little, it was
people
grimy.
Come up and be like, yo, for real though, stay safe, bro. Watch out around Ybor City.
Yeah.
Someone's going to snatch your Tommy gear.
Yeah, dude.
Someone's going to snatch it.
That.
See someone, if you see someone with one overall strap on, watch out. Dude, hold your Tommy
really?
Gear. Hold your Tommy gear tight.
And it's so humid.
Oh,
it's so hot.
It's got to suck.
Yeah, it's a rough place.
They might not even try to put their hair like straight down in those gelled icicles, dude. It probably just falls down from the humidity.
Probably.
Oh.
Anyway.
That was fun. That is a fun.
It was a nice time.
It is a nice time,
it
dude.
It was a nice time. I went swimming. Swam by myself.
How'd you take the pool?
Great.
Wait, was the pool in the comedy condo?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, dude.
It was nice. Inside the condo was like empty, but it was a nice condo.
Was it? How many like bedrooms were in this place?
Two.
Indoor or outdoor pool?
Outdoor. Nice.
Was it covered or just purely outdoor?
Just open. Yeah, it was nice.
Damn,
little hot
dude.
Tub out there.
Damn.
Come on, man. Come on.
Woo.
You know me. I was just swimming underwater laps by myself.
This is pre-show.
I was using your breathing techniques.
Were you doing it?
And I was killing it.
How long were you holding your breath for?
Just the length of like a super long pool.
Damn.
Back and forth the whole time.
Dude,
it was great.
Isn't that crazy?
It was wild.
You take 60 deep breaths in and out. You can hold your breath for like 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And you feel fucking good.
Yeah.
I was doing two rounds of that. By the second one, you're like fucking floating. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Apparently, too, that's why they tell people to, so you need, in order to get, like, breathe, because everyone's like, oh, I got to breathe. Like, especially if they're freaking out, like, I got to take deep breaths. If you don't have any CO2 in your blood cells, you can't receive oxygen because you need CO2 to exchange for oxygen. That's why they tell people to breathe into a paper bag when they start to hyperventilate. You go, and you hold your breath. say CO2, and then you can start accepting oxygen again. Isn't that crazy? I never knew. Because
I watched that thing.
And I was like, this is bullshit. Because you watch the video, the guy's like, you are killing all the cancer cells that are going away. And I was like, this is bullshit. And they looked it up, and apparently it's like just fasting for your blood and brain. You just don't breathe, and your body goes into like freak out mode. And it's like, all right, get rid of all the fucking weird shit. And you breathe in.
Wow.
Pretty tight, dude.
Wow.
That's a Wim Hof.
Damn.
Hold your breath, dude.
Yeah, I was swimming underwater. There was some Florida trash sitting out at the table outside of the pool drinking.
Really?
They're just watching me go underwater, swim back and forth.
Wait, why were they at the pool?
They were just hanging out, dude. Florida trash hangs out.
Wait, this was a public pool?
Yeah, for everybody in the condo.
Oh, gotcha. In the condo complex.
Yes.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, guy got
so they were just
at.
Chilling Reebok Classics poolside.
Yeah, man.
And you were swimming? Were
no,
they
I was
swimming
just
at
swimming
all?
Underwater. No. One guy was, which bothered the fuck out of me. I was in the hot tub, and then another dude got in.
Ew.
So I got out right away.
Yeah,
and then got in the pool, and then
should've
he got in the pool.
Him, got... What?
Yeah.
You might have had a little Florida tickler on your tails, dude.
Yeah, man.
He might have been trying to ride your back, dude. Oh, he's probably trying to play Mama Frog, Baby Frog.
He threw the football to me once.
Dude.
He was looking for a wideout. None of his boys were open, so I was like, I tossed the hands up, gave him one.
That's probably the Florida cruiser signal for, like, down to fuck.
Oh, you trying to fuck?
Yeah.
He was Scottish. He's an old Scot.
Was he really?
Over, moved to Florida.
Probably trying to fuck. How was he built like? Was he thick?
No, he was thin. He looked like everyone else. They're all, like, super skinny.
Yeah,
and,
like pill body?
Dark fucking, yes. Pure pill body.
Yeah,
purely, like, actually clearly was doing drugs. Yeah. They all look like junkies.
Just Skeletors, dude. Oh.
Not a lot of nodding. I didn't see a lot of nodding off, though.
Yeah, it might be on that fucking Christina.
I think they're on the bath salts down there.
The crystal, dude.
They're getting
wild.
Whew. Yeah. As soon as I came to Philly, I saw somebody hitting the nod.
Oh, yeah.
Like as hard as
welcome back,
I've seen
dude.
Someone. It was great.
Yeah, they fucking.
He was standing by himself under a bridge doing the limbo.
That's where you do it, dude.
Yeah. Doing just the imaginary limbo.
Well, there's a new tent city on Vine Street.
Really?
I was walking up today and I was like, oh, there you guys are. Because I knew they came down from like Frankfurt and Kensington. I was like, where the fuck are these guys? And I walked, dude, the whole row along 676, just tents. Dude, they have it all, like, they tie them to the, like, guardrail, basically, so, like, they don't blow away. I was literally thinking of Clash of Clans. So I was like, damn, someone needs to upgrade these fucking buildings, dude.
Yeah.
They just had their simple little huts.
Those Hoovervilles.
Because, I mean, it's got to suck. I know it's got to suck living in a tent, but, like.
You like building a little town, though.
That's fun. I would love that. I might upgrade them. I might just go there and
you
just
might go down and
give them like a bi-level tent or get some like shipping containers, take them into the Bronze Age.
I mean, that's what we're talking about. If somebody gets steps, it's over.
True that.
We've talked about that. First guy with a set of stairs,
yeah.
You just control everything.
Well, you can look
if
down.
He's got two floors.
True that. That was really, that, they started adding parentheses.
That's when parentheses
and shit.
Are in there and there's different. Why are we even worried about that?
My whole thing is I'm going to fucking multiply and divide by whatever the fuck I want, dude.
Yeah, you can fucking
you know
tell me
him,
how to do
it. Know what I told my math teacher when I was in grade school?
Suck
I said,
my dick.
No, I said, literally, I said, look, all I need to do is know how to count my money. He's like, I had like $12.
You actually said that? That's fucking awesome.
I was like, all I need to do is be able to count money. If I do the math that I can count my money, I'm fine. And the lady was just like, you need to learn how to do this. I'm like, we're getting calculators.
That's so sick. You definitely heard that on a construction or a trash site.
Yeah, for sure.
You heard one of your shitty uncles say that because he was also retarded. He was on a backhoe. And he's like, hey, you know what I told my teacher? I said, listen, bitch. All I need to do is count money. That's all I need to learn how to do, and I'll be fine. Your retarded ass showed up to school like, all I need to do is count money.
That's down like in my head. Like, where did I get that from?
100%.
Definitely, dude.
That's a fucking McCusker. That's a proverb in the McCusker
that's
family.
That's my dad's proverb.
Like, you want to talk to me about math? I don't need math.
My dad, one dad's proverb. My dad's one proverb is, life's like a shit. Life's a shit sandwich. The more bread you have, the less shit you have to eat. So. That's the shit
that's
I was
doing.
I was down the trash yard. I was just like, fuck yeah, dude. Fuck school, dude. I'm going to be a trash man. This shit rules. Dude, I would go down there when I was younger, and it was like, I would just fucking shoot rats, and like, they would like grab a TV with a machine and drop it from real high, and I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude. I was like, this rules. School's gay.
I mean, that's a fucking great day.
It was awesome.
You're shooting animals. They're throwing TVs.
Dude, literally, you go into it was a transfer station warehouse, and it's in the, if it's dark, you go there early in the morning, hit the fucking lights, and it's just a fucking rat fest. And you got a gun, and you're just fucking lighting rats up.
Whew.
They used to keep it on the toilet. They used to keep a 9mm on the back of the toilet, so when you're taking a shit, if you keep the door open, just sit there and shoot rats. Dude. And then, what? like, I used, I would just ride around the truck with my trash truck with my dad, and then you'd hear the CB radio, and it was I just learned all of the racial slurs. Like I was in there, I'm like, Dad, what's a dothead? He's like, oh, don't tell your mom about that. Whoa, cover your ears, dude. I was in the trash truck, just hearing everything. It was just like, whoa.
I mean, that's the world of the trash man. The average person sees the trash man and is like, what the fuck are they up to? Well, here you have it.
Yeah, my dad
sitting on a toilet with a 9mm trying to shoot rats.
I would sit in a trash truck and drive around with my dad, and he would eat peanut M&Ms and bite the chocolate off and hand me the peanuts. And I'd be like, I would sit there and eat fucking peanuts.
Oh, that's a nice memory.
It was nice, dude. And we'd sit in there, and all of a sudden I would be like, Dad, what's a prostitute? And he'd be like, where'd you hear that? I'm like, I saw it on Cops. He's like, someone who has sex for money. Don't tell your mother about that.
Holy fuck. It's unreal that I talk about how I'm white trash. Unreal. Unreal. I'm not even in the same universe, dude. Not even in the universe. I'm a fucking privileged pussy.
No, I mean, you
I grew
know,
up
my,
there. I,
to be fair, my,
tea.
My dad and his brothers own the trash business, so I'm not going to sit here and,
yeah,
you
but
know.
Sitting around splitting M&Ms and being like, what's a prostitute? I learned it on Cops. Holy fuck.
He's like, where'd you hear that? I was like, I saw it on Cops. He was like, all right.
Did you know what it was?
I didn't know what a prostitute
was. Oh, see, I remember I would fuck with my dad. Even when I was young, I would fuck with him and ask him things that I knew what it already was. I already knew what it was, and I would ask him. It's
I'm
really
fucking imagine you
up.
With a little comb over to smile at yourself.
Cut, be like, Dad, what's a dildo? I remember I asked him that. He was like, what the fuck? Where'd you hear that? What are you talking about? And I was like, I don't know. I was at the DeFranks house and somebody said it.
Oh, my God. No, I didn't. I like tried to keep those worlds as disconnected. I learned at a young age, like, not bring up anything sweet to my parents because I would just get shut down hard, dude. Like,
really?
Yeah. I didn't talk to my parents about anything ever. I was just like, they were just two people who like constantly put me into trouble. And I was like, all right, can't tell them anything. And then like every now and again when I was like, it was a burning, I'd be like, I was eating M&Ms with my dad, we're in a truck. And I was like, it was bothering the fuck out of me. Like, Dad, it was a prostitute. And he was like, someone who has sex for money. Don't tell your mother about that. And I was like, all right. Instantly went into school.
Years later.
Dude, instantly went
into years later. Not too long. How many years later do you think? 10 years?
What do you mean?
Till you found your
Till
first
I found out what they
lady
were?
Of the night. Till you.
I was like, I'd say about 15 years.
Oh, I thought you were saying you were 15 years old.
No,
when
no,
first,
no, no,
when
no.
you first
God
found
damn,
your
I
first
wish,
lady
dude.
Of the night.
Like fucking a Mario Puzo novel, dude. Came out of the mines and paid a lady. Sorry. No, I was on a bus to New York, and I got my visa to go to Brazil, and I like thought my visa would cost way more money, and I had like $200 on me. I literally like came off the bus in Chinatown and was like, I wonder if this wishy-washy thing's real. And I like walked into one, they let me in. I was like, holy fuck, it's fucking real. Years later, I'm like, how can I fucking medicalize this?
Now you're just
dude,
sitting there
medical
like,
wishy-washies,
dumb fat sluts.
Medical wishy-washies would be awesome.
Well, the Asians have it down. Asians already have it.
They figured this out, dude.
A dumb fat slut. Oh, yes. $20 extra. A dumb fat slut will come in. She'll make you finish. Very procedural.
Dude, that is.
There's a real fucking low end to that spectrum, too. The Asians that are not killing it.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
There's like a
yeah.
billion of them.
Some of
and
the
they are
ones
li-
that
their
come
lives
here
are not great.
Yeah, the ones that fucking cross the finish line and hit here.
Hit America?
Do well.
Yeah.
They're doing
the ones
the best.
That are still stuck in the fucking back home. That's yeah, a rough go.
It's tough.
It's a rough time.
Yeah, you got to get over here, dude. Hit medic. Yeah, they're. Well, they're. Because apparently they do. The income's pretty much related to education. Asians have the most education per, you know, per group, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently that's what income boils down to, apparently. Because that's the shit I deal with. They're like in class, they're like, there's a racial wealth gap. Clearly it's like everything's a white conspiracy. And it's like, well, if you look at the stats, all the income's related to education. It's like, sure, there's been things that have fucked people up in terms of getting their education, but it's like all you have to do is a quick control for a couple other variables, and it's just like when they do the FBI crime statistics, they're like, black people commit more violent crime. But if you hit it with a multivariate analysis, it's like, well, if you control for education and unemployment, it's like all the crime, most of the crimes being committed by high school dropouts who are unemployed. So it's like,
just true ballers.
Exactly.
If you
dude.
Drop out of high school and commit crimes, dude,
you're
fucking
shit,
you're the man.
You're the shit. But it's, everyone does that. They try to look at like, they zoom so far out on research and they're like, white people are the worst. And it's like, well, let's fucking control for this. And like, black people are the worst. It's like, well, control for this. And it's like, oh, obviously, like, if you have education. So they did the same thing with, what the fuck was it? They were saying black. They did a study, the Nielsen ratings, about, like, black consumer goods, and like they buy more like luxury goods. Black people buy the most luxury goods per capita. But then when they controlled white people and saw like did just poor white people, same fucking numbers, bro. But it's to me, it is funny how we're all being like the default is like extreme pressure on me. Like, no, nobody's the best. We're all equal. And it's like, I'm thinking like how many people in their heart of hearts are actually like, I don't really ever get hung up on that, but I'm laughing being like,
go to any other country.
I was tripping out on how new and recent this thing is that we all are putting in practice. And it's like, it's brand spanking new, dude. The fact that like equality. Nobody's the best. Like, any nationality, ethnicity, anything can't be like, well, we're obviously the best. Except sports, I guess, are that. Like, when you win, you're like, told you we're the fucking best.
Yeah, it's the whole point of sports. Countries do after wars.
Yeah, to be like.
Like, yeah, sign this paper. You lost. You have to sign a paper that says you're gay.
We're the best.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just funny now.
Every country does that. When I was in Spain, they were like, Spain's the best. I was like, Spain's a shithole, dude. Oh, this is a vacation.
Well, if you live there, you have to be like, obviously, this is the best.
Yeah, this is the best I could do. Go to another state. They're like, this state rules.
It was bugging me out.
Actually, everybody's always like, this place sucks. Except every for New Jersey, dude. Jersey, they love
Jersey. Like, we love.
That's because everyone shits on Jersey. That's true. So they got to be like, no, we love it. That's true. Like, this place is a highway. This place sucks. It's one turnpike.
It is. Jersey fucking blows.
I hate Jersey.
I lived there for 2 years, dude. It fucking sucks.
Yeah, but
it's a good place to like build up a good divorce. Jersey's good for a
good divorce state.
Oh yeah, dude.
That's a good place.
It's good to just like just let a marriage fucking collapse.
Just fizzle out. Yeah. Just flame out hard.
That should be the fucking like official animal. This is a divorced guy. This divorced guy like leaning up at a club he's a little too old for. Like,
oh man.
But yeah, that was buggy. I was driving. I was so high thinking about now how like we can't be the best. Like nobody can be the best anymore. And I'm like, dude, does anyone believe that they're not the best?
Bro, I was listening to people be like, white man, your time is up. And I was like, bah. I think you're off by like 3 centuries if it's happening right now.
Well, you think it'll still take about 300?
White guys are in firm control. In America.
Yeah. Well, my thing is, it's not even white guys. It's a select group of billionaires who are propagandizing everyone to be like, well, it's white people who are obviously fucking attacking you.
Yeah. But I'm saying they're all white guys.
Yeah, man. We have some black listeners, dude.
Yeah, I know.
They love you.
What are you talking about?
They said you're low-key racist. Like, Shane's low-key racist, dude. We love him.
Who told you this? My boy. I wouldn't call him that.
He's my dog.
Who? Who said I was low-key racist?
You wouldn't know him.
I'm not real fucking low-key.
I told him. I was like, Shane's a fucking man. But I'm telling you, they don't think you're racist.
I am pretty racist. compared to everybody else. I mean, I have the audacity to treat people like they're adults.
Exactly, dude. And this is my thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing when you're a minority. When you're the only honky.
Yeah.
And there's a honky acting unruly.
You're like, stop, dude.
You're like, you're embarrassing us.
Dude, how about when we saw the fucking the honky off?
Oh yes!
How about that, dude?
Me and Matt saw. Sorry, I hate when I do that.
What?
When I'm like talk to the fucking listener.
I love it, dude. You're breaking the fourth wall, dude. You're like Don Cheadle.
I'm like, bro. Me and Matt went out to get some keto treats. Yeah. That was a nice treat.
It was, man.
And then we saw a pack. Mm-hmm. That was a pack.
Yeah.
It was a group of young African American teens.
You have to call it back.
I'm channeling Mel.
So I call you low-key racist.
No, I was just using Mel Gibson.
You're channeling Mel. I hear you.
Yeah, dude. Come on. They were.
You can settle chirping. On gang. You can settle chirping. On gang.
No, the pack was chirping. Yeah. They were. There was blood in the water. They were fired up.
Well, they were following.
They had a nice Jewish
lady. Yeah.
That they were heckling.
Well, she tried to activate her like minority code, being like she did minority report it, where she's like. I can say kind of mean stuff to little black kids because I'm Jewish.
Backfired. I think it was the woman card more than the J card.
True.
She used her womanhood. It was like a Pokemon battle. She spat.
You're absolutely right, though. She was like.
She tried to use
womanhood. Woman attack on a pack of 14-year-old black kids.
Not even, dude. They were like, some of those kids were like fucking 8.
Yeah, it was like, the oldest chick was probably 13.
Yeah, there was young kids.
The chick who pushed her face was probably 13.
So then. What also hurt her was a white woman had allied herself. There was two white women.
Well, she called them, what did she call them, a piece of shit?
She said something like that. She called them, like, pieces of shit or something.
I think it wasn't scumbag. It was, like, It was something. It was tough. She hit him. It was tough for sure.
It was tough talk.
Yeah, dude. It was. It wasn't piece of shit. It was like, you fucking douche. Not douchebags. It was a one word thing. Not scoundrels.
I forget because the other white girl screamed it. She was like, "You can't call these kids whatever that was." She's like, "You're talking to kids." So a white woman fucking lifted the flag for the black kids.
Yeah.
So she was full.
She swooped down. Dude.
She felt like Mother Teresa, dude. She was like, "I will help you."
Well, they what,
defeat this oppression.
One of the kids touched her. I think they were just like, because like, they will come up and like fuck around with you. And if this lady was probably like, "Leave me alone." So one of the little kids was like,
"Don't touch me."
One of the little kids grabbed her like, "Hey, blah blah blah." And she's like, "Get off me, piece of shit." Whatever she said, it was pretty much. I remember hearing it being like, my like name a meter went, "Ooh, okay."
Getting close.
Went up to a six.
Getting close. Yeah. You don't want to hit that. You don't want to hit that 10.
You're in the yellow. I'm like, all right, you're in the yellow, bordering the orange with that. It was something like that. Piece of shit, whatever.
In your mind, it was like the room in Chernobyl where they're like, "Oh, it's getting pretty high. That number is dropping, dude. That number, we got to do something."
Lady's like, "You can't call them pieces of shit. They're kids.
Sir, we're dangerously close to an N-word. Keep the test going."
We were on the bench eating like keto cookies, just be like, "Oh God, she's gonna
say
it.
We're almost gonna hit one."
Dude, we're sitting there watching it and they're going, "You can't call them pieces of shit. They're kids." She's like, "Well, they can't touch me." And then like little kids like, "Shut up."
Yeah. Oh, they started saying some mean shit.
What are they
saying? "Shut up, bitch." Oh, yeah. Screaming.
They were crushing.
They were having fun.
Yeah, they were.
Kids were, I mean, time of their lives.
I mean, dude, you got a white lady backing you up. You got
a white lady defending you. Like, you shut up. The white ladies were fighting, and the one white lady had a whole fucking army.
Yeah. It was Godzilla versus Mechadon, dude.
That was, man.
Dude, but then they got to the end, and then the little, she was like, "I can say it. They had no right to touch me." And then the one girl being like, "I could easily touch you and get away with it," pushed her face. And that's when I was like,
hard.
I started calling people in, like, dude, we might have a hard end coming from the young Jewess, dude. She was just like, I think she literally was like,
bro. She was like, you could hear how emotional she was because she was screaming.
She was mad.
From the start, she was like, "Get your hands off me."
God, I wish I remember that word, dude.
And then one of them just mushed her fucking head. Unbelievable, she did not say the N-word.
You little asshole. It wasn't assholes. Whatever, I won't remember. I won't keep holding it up on this, but the term was like,
yeah, it was a stunner. Unreal.
It was a stunner.
Unreal that she did not say the fucking N-word.
She was steaming, dude. She stood there and kept having it out like, "Well, I'll call the cops." And it was
like, yeah, then she threatened to call the police.
Yeah. Like, "You're going to call the fucking cops now, you piece of shit?"
Yeah.
Which, dude, to be fair, is like, I have little kids come fuck with me, and it's just like, if you're just like, you just fuck with them back, they instantly just start laughing and like walk away. Come at like 8 o'clock at night. My babe hit the sack early. It's 8 o'clock. I'm like, I'm gonna get some nice good sleep. I look at my phone and Mac Miller died. And I was like, whoa, this guy fucking died. And dude, it was like instantly the news of his death kicked in all this weird weed tincture, and I just laid and I had that weird wavy feeling in my body, and I'm like, oh God, I'm not gonna be able to sleep for like 4 hours.
Because Mac Miller died?
No. I like was. Yeah. It was weird because like, you know when you're eating edible, you're like, this thing's pretty chill. The next thing you know, you're laying there and you're like, wow, man, I'm really fucking high. What the hell?
I hate it.
It like kicked in with the news of his death. And I was just like, fuck, man. So I was like, I guess I'll just listen to this guy's album. So I'm like, listen to his album. But my thing was like, dude, you only like this because this guy's dead. I was like, all these, like, everything, like, when you listen to something a guy dies and then puts out, you're like, wow,
it's
just his regular album. He just happens to be dead. So I was listening to that.
I liked it.
I listened to the first little bit of it. So I was like, this is pretty cool. But I was too high, and I was like, I got all these weird feelings about white rappers in general, where I'm like, these guys are like trans pretty much. I'm like, this dude is just trans.
And then there's the trans fight. Well, Eminem and...
Dude, Machine Gun Kelly.
All the trans rappers are fucking going nuts.
So then I'm like, I'm listening to Mac Miller's thing. I'm like, I don't know. Is he like making his voice like this? I'm like, this must have been so hard for this guy to be a white rapper. And I'm like... freaking out. Then I get into the Machine Gun Kelly, and then I like see that Machine Gun Kelly made fun of Eminem, and I'm like, oh no, what's going on with these guys? And I'm like, oh no. So I'm all worried.
I was just worried
about all the white rappers and all the rappers in general. Just like, these guys live such fucking risky lives, dude. And I'm like researching Machine Gun Kelly. Really made fun of Eminem really badly, and I'm like, man, that was actually kind of mean. So I'm listening to this, like, I'm like, Eminem does suck. And then I start getting into these videos of Eminem now. He's like fat and 45 years old, and he like has like a shitty like fisherman's hat and a fucking like beard, and I'm like, this guy fucking blows, dude. I felt so bad. I'm like, this guy's definitely gonna die.
Eminem,
he's next. It was just him with, like, not a fisherman hat. Those, like, short little like, Union soldier hats. I know what
video it was. It was the new video where he was, like, jumping through the walls.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, just stop it, dude.
Yeah. The song was okay. I mean, his rap is good, but that video ruined that song.
I just can't get over him. Him as a 45-year-old white dude. It's like, you lose your mojo hard as a white rapper.
Yeah.
Like.
Every single one has so far.
Everlast.
Didn't last.
As soon as you get gray hair as a white rapper, you're done, dude. It's like, cut your losses. Like, yeah, I was pretty sick when I was 19, 18.
Yeah.
But now Machine Gun Kelly's out. Now, like, I went from being, like, sad about fucking Mac Miller and weirded out by their trans nature to now I'm, like, a super Machine Gun Kelly fan. I'm like, dude, I don't need this in my life right now.
You got to get into white rap, dude.
I am. I'm into it. Actively into it right now, and I don't like the fact that I am.
That's fucking awesome. You got into white rap, dude.
I got high and was like, God, these guys have such fucked up weird lives. And I was like, oh, by the end of it, I was like, Machine Gun Kelly fucking rules, dude. But yes, now I'm like watching. Then yeah.
I watched that Machine Gun Kelly video with Pete Davidson.
Didn't know it was him like the third time I watched it.
I was like watching it. I was like, I would fucking. The video is one of the most obnoxious fucking things ever. It's two wiggers that are like tatted up, just being dickheads.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything other than like standing on cars, giving the middle finger to the camera every scene.
And like eating mushrooms and shit. And
like, I was watching it. Like, if I was with them, that would be the most miserable. I'd be like, dude, you guys stop. Like, that's not your car. Get off that car.
Well, they bought that car.
They need
I got so into MGK that, like, that yellow car they were standing on, they raced to buy that thing. And MGK won.
He won a race?
They both saw a car and, like, first one to get to it and buys it wins. And then they bought it and, like, they're like, we had a shoot with it. It looks so cool. It looks so dope.
Oh, so man.
I was
these
reading.
These guys suck.
Yeah. And then when I watched the behind the scene thing of, like, the interview and talking about that, I'm like, like, in the video, he's, like, clocking a gun back. I'm like, damn, they definitely planned all these fucking shoots. Like, all these scenes of, like, all right, I'm going to get my gun. You got me now? Yeah, all right, we got the loading the gun thing. All right, I'm going to dance on this truck, and you fucking stand behind me, smoke a blunt. All right, cool, we got that. I'm like, God, dude, this sucks.
Rough.
I listen to rap now. It's the same feeling of when I, like, finish a porno. I, like, turn it off. I'm like, what am I doing? I shut it off. I'm like, oh, God. I've outgrown it, dude.
It was a good month of being sad. Motivating rap got me through it, dude.
It can.
I was listening to fucking, like, I'm the fucking best type music.
It can, but then it, like, to me, it gets
starting to wear off.
That wears off, and then I just, like, I get so high on my thug horse, dude. If I listen to rap, I'm just like, fuck yeah, dude. I just start thinking of all these horrible things. I start implementing all these, like, horrible things I should do. I'm like, I should start selling fucking coke, dude. I'm like, no.
You do have a white rapper vibe.
Yeah,
you're
I mean,
about that life.
I could. Maybe that's what I watch, and I'm like, damn, dude, that could have been me.
But then again, I did see that video of you dancing. And you are a fucking honky, dude.
I know. The worst part is, I don't know.
You think, all right, you're not a bad dancer, but you definitely love dancing. It's so fucking funny to see a dude who loves dancing. It's so fucking funny.
I'm so bad at it. Well, like,
well, I'm trying to be nice. Yeah, you're not bad. I saw the video.
I mean, everyone at a white wedding is bad at dancing.
Yeah.
98% of people. Because I was watching, that was another thing. So, like,
a white wedding.
That was a white wedding, dude. And I'm trying to, like, my problem on dance floors is, like, I need to be so drunk to get out of my head and actually just start dancing and fucking around. Because I get out there and I'm just, like, looking around. I'm like, white people, when they dance, have to dance under, like, the veneer of, like, not sarcasm, but like, what the fuck's it called?
Irony.
There's like an irony to the
movie. If
so
you
I have to
dance.
Dance
I can't dance
while acknowledging
irony.
The fact that you're like, I'm not really, this is a joke.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why can't we just relax and have fun? And I'm doing my weird nutcracker motions. Like, this is how you do it, dude. Like, my pants felt real tight. So I was like,
you did have some tight pants on.
They're my only pants left.
You got thick in those pants. You were wearing tight pants dancing. I was like, what the fuck is this?
My pants are too short.
Tie?
My pants are too short.
You
too.
Became everything I hate.
Yeah, dude.
You were at a wedding, like, dancing like a fucking groomsman. I hated it.
I loved it. I do love dancing. My pants are so short.
I'm happy when you do it. I'm happy when I see you dance.
My pants are too short, too. So everyone would be like, wow, bold fashion move. And I'm like, these are my only pants, dude. They're super short.
That's awesome. You fatted your way into style.
But yeah, so that was That was a tough Friday night. So I woke up from the fucking, it was Wigger 9/11, dude.
It was Wigger 9/11.
Mac Miller died.
That was
Eminem,
definitely Wigger 9/11.
It was, dude.
Mac Miller was, I watched a fucking Mac Miller NPR thing. He did the, yeah. NPR does the in studio, like this mm-hmm. thing where they have music. It was great.
He seems
it
cool.
It was like really good.
That was the thing too. I felt bad making fun of him. I'm like, he seems like an actually, you know, a nice enough guy. Also, a lot of prominent white rappers tend to be Irish.
Really?
Mac Miller is an Irish name. His name's like Malcolm O'Connor or some shit. And Machine Gun Kelly's classic guy, fucking Irishman. Eminem might be a Rusky.
Marshall Mathers.
He might be a Rusky, dude. He's probably like Hungarian or something.
Yeah, he's something.
But he...
basically all the...
He freaks me out the most, dude.
If you're a white rapper, you come from white, basically the black white people
mm-hmm.
stock. Like for sure. Fucking Balkans, Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. But I was just watching Eminem's new video, and I'm like, God, dude, this guy's old. And I'm like, how old does that make me? And I'm like, God, I'm a fucking loser like this guy. It was just like a nonstop negative spiral of like, and like, I was like watching him from, I'm like, he is kind of chubby. And I'm like, why am I judging this guy's fucking body, dude? I'm like, fuck, I got to turn this shit off.
Yeah.
That's... It was a nonstop, just total hole of just like the worst ever. Just me just sitting in my bed freaking out like, oh my God.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I'm fucking dead right now.
No, dude.
I'm trying.
That was fucking me up. I had, on a positive note, my dog had a spiritual awakening.